Good morning, everyone. We're looking at a beautiful day today. You could even call it today the pick of the week. We'll see a sunshine filtered by high cloudiness from time to time, and temperatures will make a run through the 60s to near 70 degrees for the afternoon. A bit of a south breeze will start to stir, especially noticeable across the Champlain Valley, where the winds will channel just a bit. Our weather situation is such that we have a lot of jet stream energy across western parts of Canada working into central Canada. This is causing an upper-level low to develop. That area of low pressure will be parked in the upper levels of the atmosphere over the western Great Lakes, vicinity of Minnesota, Manitoba, western Ontario, Saskatchewan, that particular area there. And it will force a ton of moisture to come up and actually get tapped from some remnant moisture down in the tropics or subtropics near the Bay of Campeche. And this moisture will get pulled north along a frontal boundary and then work into the region, it looks like on Thursday, late in the day Thursday, tomorrow into Thursday night especially. And that's going to produce a round of moderate to heavy rainfall along with some gusty winds out of the southeast and south, and maybe even a few thunderstorms in the mix down in southern parts of the state. However, it does look like this frontal boundary will drop anywhere from around 1, potentially 2 inches of rainfall as it's going to come down hot and heavy. The winds will also strip a lot of leaves off the trees, so get ready for that. A lot of leaves will be flying around, not everywhere, but a lot of areas that have passed peak in northern sections of the state, and the elevated terrain will go by pretty quickly. Now, we're looking at pretty wild weather again Thursday night. That's going to be the main impact. And then once we get on the other side of that, things will begin to quiet on down and set us up for what looks to be a decent Friday after showers get out of the region in the morning. It does look like Friday afternoon and Saturday are looking pretty good. We have another weather system that's going to try to work on into the region along about Sunday, and that's likely to make Sunday a little wetter. Back to you, Zeb.